WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Milton packing maximum sustained winds of 165 miles an hour. Storefronts in Fort Myers boarded up and people in Tampa being told to leave, even though a few say they're staying put, regardless of the danger.
I saw the evacuation order. I'm in high-rise downtown, so I feel pretty comfortable where I'm at. I got plenty of food and supplies, so I'm just going to stick it out.
ABC's Raina Roy is in Tampa.
At least 10 hospitals have evacuated patients, with ambulances coming from as far as Missouri. Authorities driving through coastal neighborhoods warning people to leave while they still can. Milton is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane.
The Justice Department is considering asking a federal judge to force Google to sell parts of its business in order to eliminate what it says is a monopoly in online searches. Rivals have little chance to compete for users, according to the DOJ. Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been handed out to a couple of scientists for their work on proteins, the building blocks of life. This is ABC News. Gym giant LA Fitness is now accused of failing to do enough to make their facilities accessible to people with disabilities. Federal prosecutors are suing in Los Angeles. A day after Pepsi said slipping snack sales are cutting into its bottom line, a major French fry maker is being forced to close down an entire plant.
French fry sales have cooled off as customers pull back on buying fast food due to rising prices. Lamb Weston, the largest producer of French fries in North America and a major supplier to fast food chains like McDonald's, announcing it will close a production plant in Washington State, laying off nearly 400 employees, blaming slow customer demand. Fast food chains have lured customers back with value meals, but that's not helping, because the smaller portions mean less potato sales. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Some new faces might be showing up in the aisles of your local Home Depot store soon. CEO Ted Decker says executives need to get out of their offices and work at least 1 8-hour shift in a Home Depot every 3 months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Milwaukee Tuesday with a plan to remove all lead water pipes in the United States. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
President Biden was back in the Brew City, once again talking up his efforts to remove lead water pipes. Biden unveiled a plan to force big cities to replace their lead water pipes within 10 years.
What's good for our health and for our environment is also good for our economy, and it's good for jobs.
The deadline includes $2.5 billion in new spending from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The top four vote-getters in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest move on to the final round. The field started out with 130 nominations. You can vote for the finalists for another week. The winner will be announced a week from Thursday in Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers installing the game plan for their matchup Sunday against the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love has already thrown 5 interceptions this season, but says he knows he can do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you just got to be smart with the ball. You know, you look at last week and we're down and we're trying to make plays. So you're trying to force the ball and things like that. But it just comes down to being smart with the ball, and I got to do a better job with that.
NBA Bucks head coach Doc Rivers says they may have dodged a bullet. New guard Gary Trent Jr., signed from the Raptors, did not not need an MRI after suffering a hyperextended elbow against the Pistons. Rivers says he may even be able to play tomorrow night when the Bucks host the Lakers. College basketball, Greg Gard says he's been impressed this summer by sophomore guard John Blackwell, saying he kind of reminds him of former Badger Johnny Davis, who's now in the NBA.
Came back in June. I felt he knew he was the best player on the floor. He wanted to dominate. It's just a competitive mindset to be the best on the floor.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but fall temperatures are going to return by the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-70s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. We'll be back in the 60s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will join us. Public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, and a good morning to you. Boy, do we have a
good morning,
a busy morning,
busy schedule today.
I mean, we've got got guests galore. We've got so many things to cover today.
Yeah,
the stand-up comedian Eric Hovde is in the news again, and I don't even know where we're going to fit the story in, or the number of stories on him.
I know. And we have a real stand-up comedian coming in, too.
Is it a phone interview?
Over the phone, yeah.
Okay.
Paul Mercurio?
Yep, Paul Mercurio is going to be on. He's been a writer, performer. He's also, I guess, he's done bits on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I don't watch Colbert anymore. You know, it's a little late at night for me.
Right.
So, you know, I guess he does some stuff on there, but guy's very funny, doing an amazingly adventurous stage show. It's not a stand-up show so much as he pulls people out of the audience and interviews them and finds out little interesting things about their lives, which he turns into gold, humor. And there's also some stage stuff that goes on. I mean, it's called a Broadway show, believe it or not, and he's won an award for it. But there's an animated film of some sort on this program that is done by the same guy who animated Beavis and Butthead, who we have referenced a number of times on this program.
The animator that
does the Beavis and Butthead show. So, yeah, it's an interesting performance, and we'll be getting to that a little bit later on.
That's right, and we've got Mike McCabe coming in.
As usual. Wednesday. Yes, from Substack.
Yeah.
And this time he's he's shining a light on a new constitutional amendment in Wisconsin that no one seems to be talking about. Oddly, I wasn't even aware of it.
Really?
So, were you aware of this?
No, had no idea.
All right, so there we are. You know, he's going to reveal what we should be very well aware of at this point.
Yeah, good.
It's another trick by the gerrymandered Republicans just before they leave, I hope.
Okay.
Permanently. And of course, you know, again, you know, the fire hose of lies from Trump, he's really stepping it up now because we're so close to the election.
Yeah.
But he has nothing to lose, and he's got all the lies to gain. It's just no one's ever seen anything like this.
That's what I'm talking like him. Yeah. There's only, 28 days to go now to the election?
Something like that. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just coming out with everything and anything.
Just bring it all out.
Yeah.
Just bring it all out. Yeah. That's what's happening.
We got to get an Election Day advent calendar for the studio. Every day you get a piece of chocolate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Could make one of those. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Weather's looking okay for today. We'll get to some weather news a little bit later on with Brittany Merlot. Big things happening from the National Weather Service, right?
Well.
Do we want to get there yet?
It's a trick.
It's a trick. Another trick. Okay.
I'm not on board with this. I'm really angry about this. And, you know, I'm pretty set in my ways when it comes to weather forecasting. You know that.
Well.
But that's why I always like the new and amazing tricks you guys play with, you know, weather spotters and all the other little things that you used to create to make weather sound interesting.
Backyard weather. Bus stop weather.
All those
tricks.
I know. Yeah.
Tricks of the trade.
Just to make it sound new and interesting, because weather isn't new and interesting ever.
Although, you know, the biggest storm of all time, apparently, is bearing down on Florida today.
Right.
So we'll watch on, you know, we'll keep in up to date on that.
Well, you know, yesterday we talked about the fact that Governor DeSantis is not going to extend the deadline for registering to vote.
Yeah, why bother?
And my wife said, you know, well, isn't he doing that mostly to Republicans in Florida? I said, you know, I like it.
Yeah, well, we'll get into all that. Let's check the weather today.
I don't know, but, you know, the computer has all that information.
Well, yeah, even though I was a weather guy for 20 years, I still rely on the computers.
Yes.
Rather than looking out the window.
That's true.
That's the way to do it.
Although we were using that initially for the first 6 or 7 months here on the program, looking just out the window and making stuff up. And no one knew it.
Are we
going to go to the computer or no? Are you waiting for that?
I am.
Okay. All right.
Computer, what's the weather for Madison this morning?
This morning, you can expect clear skies and sun with temperatures around 67 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, that's not accurate, is it?
Isn't it?
No. You checked your watch and you said it was 49 degrees.
Yeah.
There's another computer that has 50. And then one that said 44. So it's all over the map this morning.
Well, I have 49 degrees.
Okay. It's chilly. I can tell you that. You step outside, you're going to want a jacket or a sweater. And let's check out the high temperature for today. So we get the weather lottery balls out and see what the Sam's struggling. He's got a phone call coming in, an early morning call.
There we go.
All right. Got their lottery balls going here. Let's see what the afternoon temperature.
I can't wait to find out.
The first digit is a 7.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go for 8.
It's not going to. 1. 71 is the expected high for today. All right. And a little bit later on, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot and get her take on everything weather-wise and the new things that the National Weather Service is offering. Or taking away.
Well, actually taking something away, but then adding something. How nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we got used to... we do have a call? No, it's just...
I don't know.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing to make everybody more confused about the weather, especially as we enter into the winter cold. This will affect you. And look,
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Should we go to the phones? Do we have a caller standing by? What's going on over there, Sam? You seem like things are very confusing over there. What's happening?
I'm trying to listen to two conversations at once, one in one ear, one in the other, so it's a little flustering.
Yes.
Well, is there a phone call?
We do.
We have Mark
the
up there.
Well,
Mark?
Mark's up early.
Welcome
this
to the
morning.
Program.
Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm usually up at this time, but I'm not out with the dog just yet. But it seems to me Trump is a lot like the governor in Abyssal Whorehouse in Texas, where Charles Durning does that little song, the sidestep.
No, I've never seen that.
And lead the people on. You've never seen it? Well, you should check out that little ditty in the movie.
Have you heard of it, John?
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's got Dolly Parton in it.
Oh, cool.
From the early 80s,
All right. Is it something we can play here on the air?
Could we find it on
YouTube?
Is it
filled with profanities?
I'll check. I'm not sure.
All right.
Well, Mark, thanks.
The sidestep's got no profanity in it, but it kind of typifies our typical lying politician. And Trump is a more evil version of that.
Definitely.
And who's the actor? Who's the actor in that?
Charles Durning, and Charles Durning is the guy who plays the governor in that, I think, and
yeah,
and has a little song in there that
Great actor.
It's a sidestep. It kind of fits pretty well with the lying, deceitful Republican Party these days.
We'll take a listen to it. Yeah.
Okay, Mark.
Mark, thanks. All right.
Thanks, brothers.
All right. Appreciate it.
You have a good day now.
Can't wait to hear that.
I know.
I'll pull it up. All right. It's time for the National Day calendar.
It is. What is it today? And what isn't it? Is it national?
Did you really prepare for it? Something that isn't?
I'm completely prepared.
Okay.
Is it National Moldy Cheese Day? Uh-oh. I just lost my screen. Hang on a second. There we go. Got it back.
It is National Moldy Cheese Day.
Let's get through the whole list here for a change.
That's a good, interesting day.
National Moldy Cheese Day? Okay. Yeah. National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. Is it that or
no?
Is it National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day? Is it National Stop Bullying Day? Is it National Emergency Nurses Day or National Wildlife Day? Which one of those days does not belong? John Peterson.
Take your dog to work day.
I don't think that was even on the list.
It was not on the list.
I have short-term memory loss.
I think you were going for National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day.
That's it.
Teddy Bear to work or school. It is National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day.
Well, I should have done that. I have one. Okay, go ahead.
You have a teddy bear?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I saved it all these years.
You had it when you were a kid?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the teddy bear?
Michael.
Michael.
Yeah. He's got swivel arms and legs and looks like the typical teddy bear.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you should bring it in sometime. Yeah. Sam, do you have a guess on this? What day
is it? I don't think it's Wildlife Day, is it?
It is not Wildlife Day. You are correct. What? You got a shiny new dime added to your account. Congratulations.
He does this every day. He's looking at the list.
John, exactly.
I'm just smarter than you.
Well, that's true.
Okay. So,
I mean, this kid's going to go on, you know, to get his graduate degree in teaching.
I know.
My God.
Leave us in the dust.
And history and math. Why not pick the hardest courses?
Sure.
Do you want me to add another subject area, John?
Yes. Could you?
How about quantum physics? Could you go for that? I hear that's an easy course. Moldy Cheese Day is today. Yeah. You know all about it. You worked at a cheese factory, Sam.
I did. I had to scrape mold off the cheese every now and then.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the word cheesemonger?
Maybe.
A cheesemonger is a person who specializes in cheeses, butter, and other dairy products. So you were a cheesemonger and you didn't even know it.
Wow.
They may take umbrage at the ordinary person's offense of moldy cheese. Umbrage, you know. You got to take some umbrage once in a while. Well, depending on the type of mold, some cheese molds, red or brown-tinged molds, for example, are offensive. Toss those bacteria-contaminated moldy cheeses in the garbage quickly and move on to the gray, blue, or green-colored moldy cheeses in the fridge instead. I've never understood this. I don't have any idea. Why would we want to eat anything that has mold on it?
Right, exactly. I'm thinking, you know, if it has the red mold on it, you're supposed to throw it away. But if you have the green and blue mold on it, you don't eat it. You take it off. You just scrape it off, and then you can still eat the cheese. I'm assuming that's what they meant.
Maybe so.
Not just eat the blue and green mold.
Yes. It's also National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. That's self-explanatory. We'll get back to the other days here, the Teddy Bear Day, because I know you're really interested in that, John.
No.
Yeah. Be back with more of the John and Gordy Show for a Wednesday morning on 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
8.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, "Well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies."
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm a poor boy. Come to greatness. So it follows that I cannot tell a lie.
What the hell did he say?
Same as usual, not a damn thing.
Ooh, I love to dance a little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone and ooh, I love to sweep around the white step. Cut a little swath and leave the people alone.
This is what Trump does. He does this little sidestep, doesn't he? Yeah. That's
Charles Gurney?
Yeah.
And what's that from?
This is from The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Okay.
And you guys have never heard of this movie?
Oh, yeah. No,
I've heard of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Just never,
I haven't seen it.
Never watched it, but I hear it's good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the mayor of this town in Texas definitely gives Trump.
It does.
Okay.
All right. Where did we leave off? On the National Day thing?
You were talking about your teddy bear.
Yeah, well, I was talking about it, and I wish I knew, because I could have brought it in here and scared the daylights out of everybody.
It's National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work.
Why would you have
day?
A scary teddy bear?
Well, it's not really scary, but then again, I mean, if a grown-up brings a teddy bear into work, you know, something wrong.
Well, this is the day to do
really
that,
wrong.
Though.
But then you do that, no one else knows it's Teddy Bear Day.
Okay, I guess. I was going to say it's not as weird as it probably once was for adults to have stuffed animals.
That's true.
But
yeah,
now to bring it into work with ones. You.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
And, you know, the kids nowadays, I don't think they get stuffed animals, do they? They just get real animals?
I think they just have stuffed animals.
Throw them around, beat them up.
Jeez.
They still have
throw them under the bed.
They still have stuffed animals.
Punch it.
I don't know why I'm having trouble with the screen today. National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day provides a day to cuddle up with your sweet childhood toy. How old were you when you got your teddy bear? Do you even remember?
I actually don't remember. You could have been 4 or 5, something okay. like that.
Teddy bears provide comfort, John. Mm-hmm. Many of us have childhood bears that we snuggled up with when we were ill or scared, and they were companions. Well, we all know what teddy bears are.
Am I the only one who threw my teddy bear around?
I don't know. You threw it
no,
around?
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of kids
okay, yeah. I mean,
throw their stuffed animals. There's
a bit of cruelty involved. And then we kind of get that out of our systems as children. Okay. And then we get the real thing, and we're just falling all over ourselves, giving up our lives to our pets.
Well, why don't you bring in your teddy bear tomorrow, even though today is the day to do it? You could bring it in or take a picture of it and show everybody.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say have him bring in his dog tomorrow. That would be a little wild.
Man, that would be crazy.
Oh, the Kraken. Releasing the Kraken in this studio would be crazy. Her name is really Power, and it's our first girl dog. So Power Girl, Girl Power. Oh, God. She is Power. No doubt about it.
All right. Well, you should bring it her in.
The thing is, when a dog gets up on your lap, and it's a medium-sized dog, and just sits there looking at you with those big brown eyes.
What are you going to do?
Man, I'm just like, there's nothing. I just melt. My wife just loves it. Yes. She can kind of distance herself from that look. I cannot. So I just, she has control of my life. She has control of my life now.
With that dog. Yeah, that's nice.
I just love it. It's a pain in the ass.
Let's see. Let's go to the history books.
All right, let's do that.
We got to move along.
Yeah, we have to get going.
We got a lot of show to go.
We do have a lot to go. I don't have a lot here, so I'll make it quick.
All right.
You're familiar with the name Roger William?
No.
No?
Roger Williams does instrumentals.
That was a piano player.
Not that guy. The guy who was around in the 1600s.
Yeah.
He was a colonist in Massachusetts, except he got banished. I don't know what he got banished for.
I think I remember this now.
But he got kicked out of the colony, and so he went to go found Rhode Island, and that happened on this day in 1635.
I'll show them.
Yeah.
Wow. Rhode Island's the smallest state, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's real small.
I guess he wasn't that successful in forming
a
colony.
I think he was really successful making a whole state out of a small island.
True.
What else happened on this day?
Today in 1888, the Washington Monument opened to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there in
D.C.? I have been there, and I think it has an elevator. I can't remember.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd hate to walk up all the stairs to get there.
It's kind of boring, to be honest with you.
I mean, you just go up into a tall tower. That's pretty much it.
You come back down.
Yeah.
It's done.
I think Spider-Man climbed that.
Yeah. Here's one for both of you guys. Today in 1986, Fox Broadcasting Company launches their broadcast network.
Oh.
Sad day in history.
Yeah.
not Fox News.
Fox Broadcasting.
Fox Broadcasting, yeah.
We had Fox News a couple days ago. We don't like them, but the TV network...
I remember when they launched it because I was working at WMSN Channel 47. When Fox 47, it changed to Fox 47 when they started the network, and they had all these stars. Johnny Depp made his name on the Jump Street.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Didn't your puppet show?
Yeah.
Was also it had stars in it. Was it?
The Fox 47 Superstars Club.
Yeah, Superstars Club.
I talked to Scott Yarborough about Francois the Fox.
Fox.
And I asked him, do you still have Francois the Fox? Oh, yeah, he's in a box in the basement. I said, we got to have you come in and bring Francois.
Bring Francois in so we can have him on camera.
He said, absolutely not.
Oh.
I said, Scotty, come on, it'll be fun. Come in, just a few minutes. Come in for 10 minutes. Yeah. Not going to do it. So then we talked a little while longer. He has an annual Kentucky Derby party and everything.
Yes.
And I've been to it a couple of times. And I said, just bring it out. It'd be fun. You could do it. I said, you can do it on a Zoom call. Do it on streamer.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, no, can't do it. He just flat out, every time I'd circle back to him, I don't want to do it.
Is this traumatizing for him? Is he afraid that finally Francois Fox will lose an argument with John Peterson?
Apparently. He just flat out refused.
Oh, man.
I said, bring it to an event that we're at or something. Just surprise us. And no. Everything was completely negative.
He was the mascot of Fox 47. Francois Fox 47.
Yes.
That's what it was all about.
I was very disappointed.
Oh, I'm extremely disappointed.
I know. But we were there when they launched 21 Jump Street. Married with Children was a big hit. All those early Fox shows.
Yeah.
And then, of course, The Simpsons.
Well,
that's still on the air. Yeah. All right.
The movie review show from my living room apartment.
That was a great show. Yeah. Okay.
You did your Elvis on that program. Oh, folks, you got to see that.
You can see that.
Of course, you can see it online.
Yes. Where?
At democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. The tab is John and Gordy's Media World, and all right. It's all there.
We're back with more of the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX. Idiocracy coming up.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Commodity brokers are watching South America as they kick off their delayed planting season thanks to recent rains. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday morning. We'll talk about it next.
Whether you're in the market to buy or sell, count on Steffes Group for any and all of your equipment this harvest season. Thinking about retirement or a career change? Steffes Group can support your next steps with reliable auction services. Visit steffesgroup.com today to see a full list of upcoming auctions in your area or nationwide, or to contact your local representative. That's steffesgroup.com.
Brazil finally has moisture in the ground. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing says that means planting season can begin in earnest for our southern competitors.
Yeah, they're a couple weeks behind, but the bulk of their planting occurs, you know, here now within the next basically month. So if the weather forecasts improve, they'll continue to push the planters. It's an interesting, you know, here we want some moisture in the soil. Down there, they wait for the moisture before they push the planters forward. You know, we want things to dry out before producers start rolling in our area. So it's a different mentality just because of the extremeness of the weather and just how that country lays out in terms of its, you know, overall geography.
Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. He says the comfortable amount of moisture in South America is going to put pressure on U.S. trade. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a look at our morning commodity markets next.
Giving back. It's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Commodity prices are seeing a pop to kick off a Wednesday. From Chicago, December corn is up a penny and three quarters at 422 and a half. November soybeans are up a nickel and three quarters at 1022 a bushel. Cash wheat is up a nickel and a quarter at $6 a bushel. And July 2025 new crop wheat is up a nickel at 643 and a half. On the close yesterday from Chicago, cheese prices were down. Barrel cheese down a nickel and a quarter at $1.88, and the 40-pound block cheese closing down 2 cents at $1.92 and three quarters. But today, Class 3 milk prices are moving higher. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese. The November contract is up 11 cents at $21.24 a hundredweight, and December Class 3 milk is up 13 cents at $20.78. That's your market update on a Wednesday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but fall temperatures are going to return by the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-70s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. We'll be back in the 60s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it. I have ants in my pants. I have to move.
I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former Milwaukee police officer and founder of the Cops and Writers website, Patrick O'Donnell, and WGBW producer and social media expert, Amanda Nimmer, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX.
Yeah. Whose birthday is it?
Sam?
It's John Lennon's.
It's John Lennon's birthday.
John Lennon's birthday.
Would have been, let's see. Let me do the math. He would have been
180.
No, he would have been 84, I believe.
80.
Yeah.
All right, let's
talk. It's also Jackson Brown's birthday.
All right, let's talk about, you went to something.
In the Dells.
In the Dells.
At the Kalahari up there. They had a celebration of life for Tom Deal. And Tom Deal, for those who don't know, I mean, he really was Wisconsin Dells. He came to the Dells in the mid to late 60s to be the general manager of the Tommy Bartlett Show. And really kind of, the Bartlett Show by that time was actually struggling. Because they had started it in the early 50s. It was now the late 60s. It was starting to really kind of fall apart. And Tommy Bartlett, the original, you know, owner of the Bartlett Show, he had a motel, he had a restaurant, and he found Tom Deal by just going up to Cornell University in New York and drafted him to be a manager at the Bartlett Show. And Tom Deal came in and brought the show back to life. Really revamped things, really got it going, and then started working on the rest of the Dells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And became, you know, involved in every aspect of Wisconsin.
It's known
Dells
across
growth.
The country.
Yeah. And was on all these tourism boards and really became quite a force for the Dells for the next, you know, 40 or 50
for
years.
For me, the history of the Dells was, and I'm from Milwaukee, was that it was a great, fun place to go.
Yes.
And the boats, the ducks.
Yep, the ducks.
Taking a ride on the ducks. And the boats. All of that was just fun. And then all of a sudden it went into this part where it was just mostly parody. Mm. You know, everybody joked about the Dells. Well, I'm not going to the Dells, you know.
Well, it's kind of a Las Vegas
it
of
is.
Wisconsin.
And then now it's just this revered place with all these incredible water parks.
Yes, it's water park capital of the world. Yeah. I mean, they have at least 28 or 34. I've lost count.
Yeah.
But unbelievable. But a great celebration of life for Tom Deal yesterday, and there were more than 1,000 people there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really unbelievable. I saw some people there I hadn't seen in 5 or 6 years. One memory I had of Tom Deal, because I was there 3 seasons at the Tommy Bartlett Show as the main stage
announcer.
You had
to deal with him personally.
I had to deal with Mr. Deal, yes. And he would ride around in his golf cart, you know, and he was a very outgoing guy, very fun guy, but he also was a good boss and tough boss sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he came up to me after a show. Usually he had a lot of good things to say. Oh, great show, everybody. Mm-hmm. He came up and he pulled me over aside and he said, Gordy, get up there. When you're up there, before you get on stage, tuck in your shirt, for crying out loud. He really got into me about my shirt being untucked. Like, you know, you're wearing a nice sports shirt there, but you tuck it in before you go.
Okay, did you tell him the style was having your shirt out?
No, he didn't.
Did you argue with him about it?
No, you didn't argue with Tom Deal.
All right.
No. Anyway, it was great to see everybody up there. Yeah.
Well, speaking of water parks, let's talk about the special effects used by weathermen to explain the hurricane in Florida, which I watched a video last night, and you know, we should post this. We should really
put it on
our
Facebook page,
and on Twitter. It's a Twitter video as well, but it is the most fantastic. It's the weatherman standing on his set, but they're showing the depth of the water rising. What it would be like if it rose this much and this much and then this much.
10 feet.
And 20 feet.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing special effects extravaganza. This looks better than the parting of the sea
Yeah, and Moses.
In Moses. In the movie, whatever
the
that
greatest
was.
Story
the
ever told.
Ten Commandments,
yeah.
Yeah,
Ten Commandments.
Just amazing.
Yeah, the special effects are
yeah,
honestly,
we really have to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's standing there, and then the water keeps rising all around him. It looks like they've built an artificial glass
wall
or
something. He looks like he's on a round platform in
right.
somebody's yard.
Right.
And then they add the water.
Yeah. And they just did a sort of a simulation on CNN, too, where the anchor person was standing there, and they had it in the studio. It's like, well, okay. Where can we go with these special effects?
Is it Cecil B. DeMille that did the Ten Commandments?
I think so.
But, I mean, this beats all these special effects all way back that. When. I was amazed by that when the sea parted. But, wow, look at this.
I know. Well, everybody in Florida is bracing for, the next Hurricane Milton to move on shore here later today.
Well, it's sad that we're an idiocracy. Could we just...
Let's make it official.
Let's make it official here.
Okay.
Yep. Because we're going to get into some real stuff.
Began.
Right.
Human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
I think he's talking
Thank
about
you.
Derek Van Orden here.
Really?
We haven't talked about him for a long time. It's a very tough race up there.
Against Rebecca Cook?
Rebecca Cook.
Yeah.
So anyway, Derek... is trying to get some news, so he's starting to spend a little time spewing false information on social media about the hurricane, falsely claiming Biden and Harris had not responded to the storm. No, Biden and Harris have actually and received praise from the states and the mayors and the governors, so sorry about that, you're wrong.
Right.
The same week that Hurricane Helene made landfall,
Go
you
ahead.
Just turned down. I'm thinking,
sorry,
I'm disappearing. I'm starting to disappear.
Is that okay?
Is this
starting
how it happens?
To
is this
fade
how it happens?
Into the ether?
Yes, absolutely. You don't die, you just fade away.
Keep going.
All right. Well, anyway, Derek Van Orden moved, actually voted against FEMA funding. Okay. This is the guy who voted against funding FEMA. He was asked to put more money into it, decided not to.
What? Why?
Yeah.
What?
Well, because no one did. All the Republicans voted against funding FEMA, and that's when Hurricane Helene made landfall. So they, that's not serious enough yet, and there'll probably be no more hurricanes after that, probably.
Right.
Speaker Johnson is also refusing to call back members of Congress to vote on emergency funding, arguing there's no rush, even though they're saying that the current administration is not doing anything at all to help the hurricane victims. But they're not in a rush to come back to fund it to help those hurricane victims. Okay, you got that?
Got it.
Van Orden told reporters, this is just unbelievable. He's basically saying that, Kamala is just lying about helping out the hurricane victims. Mm. And of course, they're talking about the $750 given to these hurricane victims. They're acting like it's the only payment they're ever going to get. It's not. It's an initial payment so they can buy food, stuff like that,
Emergency.
Oh, yeah. And tampons.
Yeah, well.
There was one politician saying, they're doing this. They're actually using this money for tampons? Who needs that? We need food, Oh, boy. Anyway, so Eric Hovde is out there also doing his thing. Republicans voted against that $1.6 billion for FEMA that Biden requested. And let's listen to this from Eric Hovde. This is cut 61. Let's hear this one first.
61 you want first?
Yep,
60. Throw me for a loop.
60. Yeah, I know, 64.
Did you see the news today that FEMA is out of money and doesn't have money to transfer to those people affected by the hurricane?
That's false.
Yeah.
Why? Because they use the money to assist illegal immigrants.
That's a separate fund.
You can't make this craziness up.
No, you just did.
We're not going to help Americans that are in trouble
or our
vets. But we're going to give it to people coming into our country illegally? What kind of world are we living in?
We can do two things
this
at once. That's the kind of world
Biden,
we're in.
This is what Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Senator Baldwin, who supports all this craziness,
it's crazy.
Have brought on our country.
It's like we've entered into Alice in Wonderland. And what is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right. Please share this with people you know. Get the word out. We have to take back our country. That's the whole reason I'm in this race.
Yes.
Because okay. I couldn't sit by anymore and watch my country that I love melt down. So please, get out there, work hard, spread the word. We've got to win this election.
Of course, you know, he doesn't have to work very hard. He just picks up on these rumors or things that Trump spews and then repeats it and thinks it's true.
Right.
And this is very dangerous for anybody who wants to run for the Senate to believe what other politicians are saying, especially from Trump, who is known to lie every once in a while, right?
So, pretty much every day, all the time.
So
yeah.
He believes them.
Yeah.
And Hovde was just interviewed on Wisconsin Eye, and this is Cut 64. Let's listen to the question leveled to him. And he, again, repeats all this.
Okay.
Now, speaking of Hurricane Helene, there was a lot of misinformation that is going on. And you specifically did post on X, formerly known as Twitter, that your claim that FEMA is out of money and cannot transfer it to those impacted. These claims have been debunked, and the federal agency is also urging people to stop the spread of misinformation. What is your response to that, to those that call claims like you have made and others irresponsible?
We were reacting to my Secretary Mayorkas's comments, number one. Number two, I love how the press is now saying this has been debunked by on whose basis. Saying they're only going to give $750 per citizen that's being affected.
That's initially.
That's a pretty low standard for people that just had their livelihoods wiped out.
We're helping
and
them.
And they don't want to address the fact is why is FEMA so low on funds? Because they were giving money.
You didn't vote for the funding.
To illegal immigrants and flying men to this country.
No, that's a separate fund, you idiot. Idiot.
You idiot.
We really should get Ren and Stimpy, that cut from Ren and Stimpy.
Yes, you idiot.
Oh, you know, how do they get away with this absolute pure fabrication?
It's garbage. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just, he's just doing the Trump thing.
It is really breathtaking. Yeah. I just can't get over it at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we'll hear just more of that as the hurricane, you know, starts to bear down and goes across Florida later on today and tonight. I'm sure we'll get more from Hovde before it's all over.
Stand-up comedian. I've got so much more for Hovde, but I didn't have time last night to put it all together, but right. There is so much. Because he did this interview on Wisconsin High, and we're picking that thing apart. Yeah. But the amazing thing is that Baldwin came out and said that the race is actually close. According to her inside polling, it's a very close race, a 1-2 point race. Although, you know, we've heard, she's ahead by 7 and 6, which seems logical. I mean, this Hovde hasn't really said anything serious. And everything he has said is like taken from 1980 or 1990s, that kind of talking point, which we've, you know. We've moved past.
Tammy Baldwin challenge him to a debate? He didn't. He didn't want a debate.
Right. He didn't want that.
Yeah.
You know. He. I think he would have accepted the debate if they would have done it in a lake someplace. Right. A polar bear plunge.
Remember
the challenge. Yeah. The polar bear plunge.
That's what he wanted to do. Crazy.
What was the other thing that he wanted to do? He had another stunt that he had. It wasn't pickleball, was it?
but that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, have a debate while they're playing pickleball.
Why not? It's 6:47. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Speaking of stand-up comedians, Eric Hovde, we're going to have a comedian here.
We are, actually.
Paul Mercurio.
Yeah, pretty funny guy.
In our next hour.
Yes.
Also, Mike McCabe will be here.
From Substack.
Yeah.
He's going to highlight another constitutional amendment in Wisconsin on our Constitution that no one's talking about but should be talking about. Yeah. It's like the national requirement for a proof of citizenship.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to put into the Constitution this time.
Yes.
In Wisconsin.
Yes.
And we're not going to let that happen. And we're going to hear Mike McCabe's story on that.
Yes. That's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show. right here on 92.7 WMDX Madison. Good morning.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party, Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. The John and Gordy Family Show, in a kind of a coffee western theme here.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Doesn't it sound like a western theme?
It does. 6:52 weather for today. We're starting out with temperatures close to 50 degrees. We'll get a high around 70 by late this afternoon. And speaking of the National Weather Service, you know, they have something new. They've issued some new things, right?
I'm not happy with this
terminology.
Folks,
they're not going to do.
This is going to kill you. I mean, you're not going to be happy about this, and now you're going to lose the one line you have to get your kids to wear their gloves. All right, this is the one threat that you could give those kids to say, "Oh yeah, you better wear the gloves, or the earmuffs, or dress warm because of that damn wind chill factor." Right? Well, that's going away.
They're taking away the wind chill.
National Weather Service said no longer. We're gonna.
They've had it for decades.
How do you get rid of something?
And then
they
upgraded it like 20 years ago, or 15 years ago, to make it
more accurate.
The wind chill.
Yeah.
But now they're just getting rid of the whole thing.
They are
the whole
concept. They're actually going to use it in house now to come up with their new formulation.
They're going to keep it secret from everybody what the wind chill is?
Yes, they're going to keep it secret, and they're going to use it as a factor in determining what the cold weather advisory is going to be. That's their new wording.
Cold weather advisory.
It's going to be cold weather advisory, extreme cold watch, and then the extreme cold warning. Seriously.
kind of splitting hairs, aren't we?
It's stupid.
It's going to be super cold. So how do they break this down temperature-wise?
Well, okay. 20 below in the next 12 to 24 hours will be a cold weather advisory.
Okay, 20 below Fahrenheit. Next 12 to 24 hours, that's an advisory.
And there's going to be a quiz after this. I'm sure that everyone's going to...
I feel like 20 below is a little more than just cold.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's why if it goes colder than that...
Okay, this is it. Minus 30 degrees, that's going to happen in 24 to 72 hours, it's going to be an extreme cold watch. And then there's an extreme cold warning, because that's immediate. It's 30 below, is imminent within the next 12 to 36 hours.
Can we just
go back to the wind chill?
Yeah, so are these numbers that they're basing these advisories off, including what we know as the wind chill?
Yes.
Because I don't remember the last time that it was actually 30 below without the wind.
Without the wind chill factor.
Right.
Why did they do this?
What's
the official line?
They said, we came to the conclusion that having the two hazards, like the advisory and the wind chill, in separate products just led to confusion in the public. Was anybody confused?
I don't
remember anyone complaining.
No.
Oh, I am confused
I'm
with
really
the advisories
confused.
and
the
wind chills.
What are you doing to me?
What
does that mean?
I don't know how to dress.
Yeah. Well, the wind chill always seemed to be very handy. You know, I mean, it's how your skin feels if it was exposed
to wind.
If you're to the wind,
yeah. Yes. Are they going to still tell you the wind speed at least, so you know if it's windy or not?
Yes,
I would assume so.
I think
they've
dumped everything on this and just gone to the stupid advisor. And you're supposed to remember. Well, it's 20 below in the next 12 to 24 hours.
Below.
It's an advisory.
Yeah.
If it's a watch, it's 30 below. Yeah. If that's possible, in the next 24 to 72 hours. And the warning, boy, if this is going to happen, and if you're going out there now, it's imminent and 30 below. Well, you could die in 12 to 36 hours.
If anything, it's more confusing.
It is.
They've made it completely confusing.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm blowing this out of proportion.
No.
But I am.
Well, they think it's important enough to put out this information.
To change it.
Public.
That's ridiculous.
It is nuts.
This is not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get used to it.
You know what?
So all the TV weather people will have to be explaining this all this winter.
Exactly. Every time they pass out an advisory now, they have to explain the degrees and the hours.
They're not going to use the wind chill factor at all anymore.
Supposedly.
Just going to throw it out.
Somewhere along the way, I think they're going to go back to the old wind chill factor as soon as they try this baby out. And everybody's freezing and we're hearing about, deaths. Across the country. Hey, we got to go back to the wind chill.
Yeah. Who comes up with this stuff anyway?
I don't know. Well, you're the weather guy. You know what they do behind the scenes. They talk about this stuff all the time, right?
Sure. Huge meteorological discussions that go on and on and on about, they really get into the minutiae of the statistics.
I'm sure there's
an
academic journal where they discuss the best terms, right?
There's magazines,
magazines?
Yeah. American Meteorologist. Well, I forget what they call it.
Big stake through the
Charlie
heart.
Charlie Shortino.
Stake through the heart of the wind chill factor. That's it. It's all done. We have...
We've used it up.
We actually didn't know that last winter was the last time we were ever going to use it.
Wind chill.
This is a special The Death of the Wind Chill edition of the family show today.
Well, we'll have to ask Brittany Merlot here in a few minutes
what
she thinks.
Whether she got the memo.
Yeah.
Or she's not even telling anybody that she got the memo.
Well, we'll talk to her in about 20 minutes or so.
We'll expose this on the show today.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, now that we know that, Hurricane Milton
approaching shore. Yeah, a little bit later on today. Yeah, and we'll get the latest on that also from Brittany. And right around the corner, Terry Bell will have the big story of the day, and Mike McCabe coming up in our next hour. And comedian Paul Mercurio will be joining us in just a few minutes right here on 92.7 WMDX, The John and Gordy Show. Good morning.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's The John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we have Tryngvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and more. Be here for a hump day edition.
Hump day!
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Milton veering just south of Tampa, it appears.